Unit 12. Great Britain's Long History of Traditions. Activity 4.
Good afternoon. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is George Brown. I was a supporter of the English soccer club Aston Villa. I started watching Aston Villa matches when I was 6 years old. The first time I was confronted with violence at a football match was at the age of 12, when terrible fights started in an Aston Villa game. It scared me at first, but then I realised that I liked the fear and the adrenaline. At the age of 13, I had my first real fight at a soccer match. After that, I was addicted to the passion as well as the violence.
Were you a member of a hooligan firm? Tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, I was about 18 years old when I joined the hooligan firm Sea Crew of the soccer club Aston Villa. I was involved in many fights and got banned from matches many times. In the year 2000, I also had to go to prison.
Let's talk about arranged hooligan fights. How do you feel about the fact that hooligans of different football clubs arrange fights on social networks at locations away from the stadiums so as not to get arrested by the police?
I'm happy to say that these fights are not that common in Great Britain anymore. The law has changed, and nowadays you get arrested immediately or have to pay a large fine when you're involved in such an arranged fight.
What was the biggest riot you have ever attended?
One of the major riots I was involved in was in the European Championships at Wembley Stadium. There were police cars getting destroyed and smashed to pieces in less than a minute, and it looked like it was actually raining chairs and glass. It was terrible.
Why did you finally decide to stop?
After getting married, things started to change for me, and when our first child was born, I realised that I just couldn't do that anymore. I wasn't just responsible for myself, but also for my wife and my daughter. In other words, I found out that there were more important things in life, and I've never regretted my decision.
Thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.